First, though, tonight to the still-expanding scandal surrounding Australia's elite swimmers. Five of the country's six fastest men over 100 metres have today confessed to abusing a prescription drug on the Australian Olympic Committee's list of banned substances. Cameron McAvoy, Eamon Sullivan, James Magnusson, Matthew Targett, James Roberts and Tommaso De Sogna all fronted a media conference in Sydney this afternoon to explain what happened during a bonding session just before the London Olympics. All but James Roberts conceded they'd taken the sleeping pill Stilnox. Their mea culpa comes after two damning reports that detailed a host of failings by Swimming Australia's leadership, revealing a toxic culture within the squad that led to an unexpectedly weak performance at the London Games. The AOC will engage an independent investigator to examine the findings of one of those reviews and the behaviour of the swimmers. But the boss of Swimming Australia is still backing the team's head coach, Lee Nugent. Martin Cudahy reports.
From Olympic heroes to drug users, it's an extraordinary fall from grace. Today, the six members of the men's 4x100m relay team fronted a media conference to explain how a group bonding session went horribly wrong. It was there five of the swimmers admitted to taking the insomnia treatment, Stilnox. James Magnusson was the only member to give an explanation.
In my personal case, I think one of the reasons that I agreed to go along with this night was I was feeling under so much pressure and it had been building for the best part of a year. The chance to sort of bond with these guys and be normal for one night were my intentions of the night.
The night started with a movie and then dinner, and that's when talk turned to bonding sessions past. Matthew Targett has been on relay teams before.
This wasn't premeditated in any way. This just started from a conversation at dinner. And the initiation isn't formal at all. It's nothing that's been replicated. It just so happened on that night.
What was that conversation at dinner?
The conversation was about stories past, about what had happened, about how we felt.
About initiations?
Not so much formal initiations, about stories of older teams and the teams we started on and stuff like that and what went on.
Along with Target, Eamon Sullivan is the most senior member of the squad. Both men had been prescribed Stilnox in Australia and supplied it to Tommaso De Sogna, Cameron McAvoy and James Magnusson. It's on the AOC's list of banned substances. The consequences did occur to Eamon Sullivan at the time.
I did cross my mind that it was a bad idea, and for that I'm truly sorry. And like I said, I'm not here to defend myself. I'm here to admit I made a bad decision. And for that, not showing that leadership, I'm truly sorry.
The men took the drug and then started making prank calls and knocking on the doors of some rooms where other athletes were sleeping. James Magnusson again.
Yeah, I still have a complete recollection of the night and I know what went on. I think, like we said, it was just a bit of a relief from all the pressure and, it just relaxed us a bit, I guess, and allowed us to share some stories and have a bit of fun. But like I said, completely inappropriate.
About 40 journalists spent nearly half an hour grilling the athletes about their motivations and subsequent regrets. As the media conference wore on, a pattern emerged.
It's easy to be smart in hindsight.
Look, hindsight is a wonderful thing.
In hindsight, a ridiculous choice and a ridiculous method to do that by.
If those responses sound similar, listen again.
It was just a group decision.
Communal decision to take Stilnox.
As we said, it was a group decision and I'm not denying being part of this bonding session.
Despite their coordinated and consistent responses, the scrutiny for these athletes doesn't end today. The president of Swimming Australia, Barclay Nettlefold, was also at the media conference.
Swimming Australia has today announced that the men's 4x100 freestyle relay team will face a newly informed integrity panel following their admission.
The Australian Olympic Committee will also take action. A senior barrister will be engaged to investigate what happened. The AOC Secretary General is Craig Phillips.
Possible sanctions for a breach of a team agreement might include withdrawing funding from the athletes concerned. The sanctions could extend to withdrawing funding won in the lead up to the Rio Olympics in 2016.
So who was in charge of these athletes? The head coach of Swimming Australia is Lee Nugent. He says he didn't know about the Stilnox, but earlier this week admitted to knowing about the misbehaviour. Craig Phillips again.
Without laying all the blame at Lee's feet, I think the issue here is that there was some negligence in terms of the management also, if they were aware of these issues, and I'm not sure they were. We'll find that out. But if they were aware of these issues, they should have told us, and we weren't told.
Despite the unanswered questions, Swimming Australia President Barclay Nettlefold is standing by Lee Nugent.
Given the way that Lee Nugent has handled this, the fact that he changed his story, the fact that he didn't think there was anything to report, does he enjoy your full confidence?
Yes, he does. So he enjoys our board.
He enjoys your full confidence?
Absolutely.
How can you give that to him?
I've come out openly and stated that Lee Nugent is the head coach of Swimming Australia, and I continue to say that to this day.
The president of Swimming Australia, Barclay Nettlefold, ending Martin Cudahy's report.